It is time to get to it. This really is where the rubber meets the road, boys and girls. Thanks for being here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Thursday, October 17, 2019. Three big things you need to know. Number three, LeBron James has found himself in a firestorm, and now he says he doesn't want to talk about politics. Now, that's after he slams an American for exercising free speech and defends the communists in China. Okay. Number two, Adam Schiff gets caught trying to persuade one of his secret interview subjects to say what he wants, but it just doesn't work. And number one, the president says one thing he knows for sure about the fighting along the Turkish-Syrian border is that no American has been killed or wounded in the fight so far. The same may not be true inside some of the Beltway's key figure alliances. All of that, but first, breaking news today. If you're just joining, breaking news today. Elijah Cummings, the Democrat chair of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, died overnight in Baltimore at Johns Hopkins University Hospital. Cummings, 68 years old, apparently had some ongoing health issues that not all of us were aware of. Ongoing health issues did he have. And as a result, it leaves the committee with no chair at the moment. Obviously, Elijah Cummings in the headlines a lot recently. Dust-ups with the president over the state of Baltimore, which the president called rat-infested. And Elijah Cummings and others consider that to be racist. Elijah Cummings, one of the key protagonists going after the president. And now the question, what happens next? Does this slow down the impeachment inquiry? Elijah Cummings among those, along with Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler, that were so hot in pursuit of subpoenas and interviews and so on and so forth and testimony. But Elijah Cummings, who has been representing his district in Baltimore since 1996, passed away. Apparently, he had health issues that we were not aware of. In recent months, he had been moved around in a wheelchair. He could stand at a podium, but only with the assistance of a walker. And that complicated over the last few weeks. He hasn't been in the Congress for a roll call vote since the 11th of September. So Elijah Cummings dead at 68. How will that change the political landscape in Washington? We will see that soon. We don't know, obviously, at this hour, who will be the next chair for that important committee as they continue to try to impeach the president of the United States. Elijah Cummings, his passing will change everything. His passing will change everything. Meanwhile, the battle's over. Impeachment continue. The battles over impeachment continue. And for Joe Biden, the battles for him to survive politically continue. I want to share some of that for you this hour. Because as I said yesterday, following the fourth debate for the Democrats, Joe Biden's run for president, it's done. It's over. Joe Biden's run for president is over. He's plummeting in the polls. The issue with his son, Hunter, is what it is. His son enriched himself because his father was vice president of the United States. Maybe not illegal, but Americans hate it. They see some spoiled rich kid getting more rich because of his connections with his father. And Hunter Biden's defense about getting a $1.5 billion line of credit deal with China, well, I didn't make any money off that. I get it. So you were no good at making money and getting your fair share. So therefore, you did nothing wrong because you're a lousy businessman. That's the defense here. I don't think that flies with most people. $168,000 a month being paid to Hunter Biden and another individual to be on the board when he appeared twice a year in Ukraine to appear for that board. Really? I mean, that's $600,000 or more annually to appear a couple of times. I can appear a couple of times for $600,000. It's pretty good work if you can get it. But here's part of the problem. Joe Biden doesn't seem to quite get it yet. It's bite number five with Joe Biden. He doesn't seem to quite understand. The jig is up. Bite five. Go.
When it changed anything, you don't regret anything. No,
I don't. And because I never discussed with my son anything having to do with what was going on in Ukraine. That's a fact.
Apparently, that's not true. Hunter Biden, by the way, did say he discussed these ideas with his father, and some of these things were discussed. So there's a disconnect there. Over at CBS News, they are keenly aware of the problems that Hunter Biden is facing, keenly aware, as other networks are finally coming to terms with the fact that, hey, you know what? Hunter Biden went and got himself a pile of money, a pile of money. And if that had been a Republican, if that had been any of the Trump children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, third cousins, that would have been a disaster for them. And it'd be part of an impeachment inquiry, guaranteed. For the Bidens, they tried to turn a blind eye for a long time, but not anymore. Bite number six from CBS News. Bite six. Go.
This was Joe Biden's first debate since questions about his son's role in Ukraine. He's now kind of co-front runner. Did he respond to the criticisms of his son's behavior overseas effectively?
There was a simple question put to the former vice president last night. You put out a statement Sunday that no one in your family, if you are elected, can be on any boards. If it's not okay with your president, why was it okay when you were vice president? He evaded that answer just as conspicuously, to my mind, as Elizabeth Warren evaded the question about taxes for Medicare for all. If he thinks this question is going to go away, it might be right for the primaries. Maybe the Democrats are not going to harangue him on this. Well, I know someone who will. Well, the President of the United States.
That's right.
You better come up with an answer.
Yeah.
And for context, I want to share this with you because this is important. A few weeks ago, the former Secretary of Defense under Barack Obama, Robert Gates, sat down for an interview. And he talked about Joe Biden in a newly released book. Gates wrote a book here recently, and he talked about Biden in the book, said he's a great guy, but he's been wrong about foreign policy on pretty much every single thing he's ever talked about over more than 40 years. He has been flat out wrong. It's a bit frightening, isn't it? I might remind you that Joe Biden right now is supporting American involvement in Syria. Keep that in mind as you listen to bite number eight. It's bite number eight for context with Robert Gates. Go.
I was rereading your memoir before we sat down to talk, and you said in your memoir, Joe Biden is impossible not to like. Quote, he's a man of integrity, incapable of hiding what he really thinks, and one of those rare people you know you could turn to for help in a personal crisis. Still, I think he's been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Would he be an effective commander-in-chief?
I don't know. I don't know. I think I stand by that statement. He and I agreed on some key issues in the Obama administration. We disagreed significantly on Afghanistan and some other issues. I think that the vice president had some issues with the military, so how he would get along with the senior military and what that relationship would be, I think it would depend on the personalities at the time.
Not exactly an endorsement. In fact, it was a moment of silence. Is Robert Gates sat there and thought, man, do I have to answer this question? Is that camera really rolling? That was the moment you just experienced. Painful for Robert Gates. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be talking energy straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice Voice for Business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.